Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Boy, if it is baseball season, there's only one guy I want to talk to, and that's Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, how are you?
Good. I hope your window's closed. I hear it's kind of cold down there.
Well, you know, it's funny. Thank God today it's blue sky.
That's good.
I got here, it probably was about 40 degrees in Tempe, but the high is supposed to be 55, but it's sunny and it's okay. But this week, Bruce, it was unbelievable. It was like San Francisco rainstorms in December down here.
Oh, man. Yeah, I wasn't missing it too much. But there's nothing like Arizona when it really gets good, and I'm sure those days are coming very soon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Henry Schulman down here from the Chronicle was dressed up. He looked like one of the characters out of an old Dr. No film, you know, with the hood on and the mask and everything else. So it was kind of funny. But how are you? What's doing with you? Are you ready for the first step here?
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to the telecast tonight. It's a delayed, but it's going to be on, I think, at 8 o'clock. And a lot of interesting faces in the Giants lineup today. You know, maybe not the mainstays you're familiar with, but, you know, guys like Maben and Solarte and Garcia, Henry Ramos, they're all in there. You know, Mack Williamson. So, you know, right off the bat, a lot of intrigue. And but, I mean, it's, you know, I'm always feeling great about, you know, this time of the year. I'm very optimistic about everything, probably too much so, but it's the spirit of renewal, Marty. It's the mosaic, if you will.
No, it is, and it's blank. And, you know, the funny thing, Bruce Brocci used a phrase with me today that I hadn't heard before because we were talking about the injured players. And I said how happy Samardzija is and Melanson, and, you know, they're actually, you know, smiling. He says, yeah, for injured players, we like to see their teeth. I hadn't heard that before, but it's true. You know, they're happy. They're walking around and they're not glum, and it makes me feel that maybe they're okay.
Yeah, Samardzija especially. Excuse me. He sounds very optimistic, and the way people are talking about how he's letting it go and not feeling any pain, and you know, this guy's a great athlete. There's no reason to believe his arm won't be sound for the season, and you know, he wants to go deep in the games, as does Bumgarner and Pomerantz. I like that spirit. Derek Rodriguez feels the same way, and you know, it's just there's a lot of it's all kind of upside right now. There haven't been any really grim developments, you know, outside of they haven't signed a big star, but a lot of the little things that you look at are very encouraging. You know, certainly Melanson. I mean, that's huge. I don't think anybody at the close of last season would have said, "Gee, I hope he can close for us in 2019." But the way he's sounding, you know, these last couple of years were a wash. He didn't feel right. It certainly didn't look right out there. If he's anything the way he was in Pittsburgh, maybe you've got a closer there. So, you know, a lot of good stuff going on.
Boy, it's in Bruce Jenkins, of course, of the Chronicle joins us. The other part. I've guessed, you know, and I listen to Mad Dog all the time on Chris Russo and High Heat, and he said it back in October. He says, I don't want to be talking about Harper and Machado right up to spring training. Well, we did, and it really got to be sort of a boring story. How about the way the Machado thing ended up, and Harper is still a story?
Well, it's totally ridiculous. I did some research a while back about traditionally, you know, the big free agent signings, you know, Reggie Jackson and Winfield and the ones that really, move the needle in baseball. And they all took place before Christmas. I mean, that's just the way it was. That guys, you had time to figure it out. You got them signed. And come New Year, everybody knew who had who and what the plans were, how you size up your division rivals, how you size up your roster. You know, this Harper thing's got a lot of people hostage. I mean, it's completely ridiculous. And, I mean, I remember Bob Nightingale said in November that Harper's a lock for the Phillies. What if he signs with the Phillies today? I mean, 18 years later, it's totally absurd. There should be a window on it. I think you should have everybody signed up by January 1st and you move on. But the Machado thing, you know, I think is really interesting. He's got a lot of faith in that team, the youth on that team, so much so that he's apparently willing to play third base, which he's never preferred, just to make room for Fernando Tatis Jr., who's one of the best prospects in the game and is going to be playing shortstop for them before long, maybe even opening day, who knows. And They've got, you know, Urias and Mejia. They've got a lot of young kids on that team. And so it was an interesting choice. It seemed a little baffling that he'd go for San Diego, but if they ever get some pitching, they'll be pretty good.
You know, the funny thing was that he sort of left the White Sox in the lurch, and they ended up signing his brother-in-law and his cousin.
Where are they now?
Yeah, I think, what, Alonzo and John Jay, I think, somehow are related to him or something.
Yeah, I think they got a few aunts and uncles in there, too. Now they're all heading back to wherever they came from.
Well, he got them jobs.
And
that,
yeah.
He got that done for them. But we'll see. How about the division itself? As we just sit here today, and, of course, there's a long way to go before opening day, but some thoughts about the West?
Well, you know, the Dodgers, I think the Dodger fans are not completely delighted with the fact that they're apparently not going to get Harper, that they didn't go big, that they're still trying, you know, desperately to stay under the luxury tax. And it would seem sort of contrary to that whole business model down there because they have so much money, so many resources, and so much opportunity to just get a roster that just crushes people. I mean, to me, if they'd gotten Harper... he does have his flaws, but he's still a superstar, and you know that I think they're going to win it anyway. I think that's the bottom line. I mean, you know, even if you know you see Machado go to San Diego, what if the Giants got Harper? I mean, the Dodger fans are going, "You got to be kidding here!" But they're still the best team on paper, I think, Marty. You know, the Kershaw thing is a little disturbing. He's asked for some time off. His arm's not feeling right. That might be one of those totally meaningless spring training things, or it might be a precursor to something that could really affect their whole rotation. But I think everybody feels that the Dodgers are the superior team in the division. They got so much depth, and they got pitching, and they've got winners. They got guys who know how to win and have won. You know, beyond that, I think I think the Giants have a pretty good shot to finish second. I really do. I mean, I think Arizona losing Goldschmidt, they've taken a step down. They're not sure, you know, about Greinke's future there. Colorado, I don't think either one of us has ever been terribly impressed with Colorado over the years. They're always sort of the same entity and dangerous, but it's not a team that necessarily could bury the Giants. You know, I think San Diego is really interesting. I mean, their lineup from a power standpoint would just dwarf the Giants this year, especially if Tatis is for real. But it's going to be... But yeah, I hate to think that the Dodgers will run away with it. I like to think it's going to be close, and if it is, then there'd be several teams in it. And I don't see any reason why the Giants couldn't be part of that. But I think realistically, the Giants are looking at trying to sneak in as a wild card.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And as we develop this through the spring, Bruce, and we talk each weekend, Farhan is clearly building a players 6 through 40, let's say, on the 40-man that all of them can play.
Mm-hmm.
Which is different depth than the Giants have ever had. Usually they protect a lot of kids on the 40-man. But these people on the 40-man are going to be people eventually who are going to come up and down. That's the way I see that.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the acquisitions of Parra and Maben were huge. I mean, because you just really don't know about Drew Ferguson. Is Mack Williamson going to be seeing the ball like he did before? Is Slater going to hit enough? You know, that there's a lot of questions among all these young guys, Chris Shaw. And when you bring in two guys like that who have performed, you know, Maben was a 300-plus hitter a couple years ago with Detroit, and we've seen Parra throw out a lot of Giants over the years. He's got the great arm, and he's a winning ball player. So that's a good start. If those guys can play the corners and Duggar holds down center field, it's a decent outfield. It doesn't have really much power, but this is the way that they're building the team. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice here, Marty. But
that's all right.
I think Farhan is going to put a lineup out there where there's good players everywhere. There's versatile guys. The guys on the bench will be able to move around, play at different positions. That's the modern game, and you know, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, it's going to be a story. I firmly believe it. I like enough what I've seen so far that it's going to be a story.
Yeah.
And again, the key is going to be health and learn how to win with these players. What is their identity? They're not a home run hitting team. So in today's world, can you be that pitching defense, speed, a little bit of speed, and get runs across? And that's something that the game does not like today. So we'll have to see how that all fits in. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. All right, we'll chat tomorrow. I want to talk about Nick Cafardo with you tomorrow. We lost him.
And Don Newcomb as well.
Don Newcomb, and a little bit your thoughts about Bruce Bochy's retirement as well and where he fits into the pantheon of Major League managers. So, all right, have a great Saturday.
Okay, we'll talk tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Bruce.
Sounds great, Marty. Thanks.
All right, we'll be back right after this.